All right, welcome back, everybody, to Your Money Matters. I'm Elise Glink. I'm sitting in for John Hansen today. So glad you could join us. Of course, our number, 312-981-7200. Be sure to listen to This Week in Wealth, 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings. That's my show where we talk about all things retirement, getting things organized, your estate plan, and so on. And you can always find me online at my financial wellness company, too, Best Money Moves. William Kress is a professor at Governor State University. He joins us now. We call him Professor Fraud because he always has the latest information. Hi, William.
Well, hello. How are you doing, Elise? And good talking to you. And I'll tell you, I'm Professor Fraud at Governor State University. I've actually trademarked that name. So
we shouldn't use your regular name. We should just call you Professor Fraud then.
Yeah, that's fine. but I'm on Facebook and Twitter and ProfessorFraud.com. So I'm out there. And my specialty, I teach accounting, auditing, but my real thing is fraud examination. So that's my forensic accounting and things like that. So, but fraud is my forte.
All right. Well, let me ask you some questions about how people are getting ripped off. How's that?
Oh, sure.
All right. So in the last 2 years, victims have reported losing more than $5 billion to investment scams. And among those really high up there are cryptocurrency investment scams. And up until very recently, I don't think that anybody had a hope or a prayer of getting their money back if it had been siphoned away out of one of those crypto accounts. Why don't you fill us in on what's going on with that?
Well, I think what we're seeing is it's really a variation on an old theme, which is whatever is like the hot topic in press and social media and amongst people as to a good investment to make money quick. And right now, crypto seems to be it. I mean, I recall in the past you had, penny stocks is what you had to get into, or real estate investment trusts, oil and gas limited partnerships. Every few years, something else comes along that our friends, the fraudsters, will use to try and separate you from your money. And right now, crypto is the thing that they're selling. And the saddest part of it is very often, and you certainly probably see this in what you do, it's targeting senior citizens, retirees, people close to retirement, because they're getting close to retirement. They look at their portfolio and they say they don't have enough to retire. Maybe they can make some real fast money on something like crypto.
Oh, and yeah. Well, that always works, right?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. because it's a high guaranteed return. Yeah, you know what? No such thing. But they target these folks. They don't want to be a burden to their family. Maybe they want to leave something behind. And if they're ripped off, they tend not to report it either because they don't want their family to think that they can't take care of their themselves anymore. So seniors are especially targeted by these bad guys for things like this. And what we're seeing now, kind of a change or one of the differences here, is they're also kind of using social media to send you an email, come on your Facebook page or whatever, and try to persuade you by being your friend. I am told, frankly, I know this because I am sort of in the target market. I'll get friend requests on Facebook from usually very good-looking young women who supposedly went to the London School of Economics, but they want to talk to me about crypto. No, they're a fraud. They're probably somewhere else on the other side of the globe trying to get me to give them money, and they're not going to invest it in crypto. They're just going to put it in their pocket.
Of course.
Right now, crypto is a huge fraud that's going out there. There are folks who like crypto and invest in it, fine, but be very careful.
So, one of the things that I have seen and have some familiarity with is the new ChatGPT and how good some of the artificial intelligence is in impersonating people. They can make videos of me saying things I've never said simply by taking, you know, a family video that I've posted online. I don't post family videos, but there's plenty of video of me online. They can also, you know, mimic other things. My name, my email address can be spoofed. You know, we just have a minute or two left, but tell me where you're most concerned about how the rise of artificial intelligence is going to create even more opportunities for fraud.
Well, as an academic, we're talking about it a lot just in the assignments that we give our students, that they can, you know, create a term paper without doing any work, you know, because of it. But as far in the fraud field, again, you have voicemails or telephone calls or videos supposedly coming from some experts, some celebrity, and what's really dangerous is from their friends. Yeah. We see this is happening with the old grandparent scam, where you get a phone call from somebody saying, "You know, Grandpa, this is your grandchild, and I've been arrested down here in Mexico, and you have to send some money to bail me out." Well, now they can get a sample of that child's voice and create that that dialogue, and it sounds exactly like the grandchild seeking help from their grandparent.
Yeah.
That's really dangerous.
You know, so scary when you think about how people can so easily pretend to be other people, and it's so easy to get caught up in it. I remember a few years ago when the spoofing thing became a thing, right? That a friend of mine who's a producer at WGN, well, she used to be many, many years ago, a producer at WGN, and she thought another producer friend was like trapped in Greece and needed money. And she called me and she said, "What happened to our friend?" And I said, "Nothing. It's fake." And it was such a convincing fraud that here's somebody who's very, very sophisticated and is used to uncovering fraud for television, and she almost got taken. So I think we all have to be pretty careful.
Well, as the old phrase went at the Chicago News Bureau, your mother says she loves you. Check it out.
Oh, gosh, it's so true. Tell me what you
have. Check out everything.
Tell me what you have on your website, professorfraud.com.
Professorfraud.com. I have some stories that I've been involved in, including PPP fraud and things like that since the pandemic. But then I also post all my Twitter stories that I put up there. I'll undoubtedly put something out about this by the end of the evening. So just trying to keep up with all of the constant changes in fraud. It's one of the great areas to be a professor in. You know, 14th century French literature, they're not making any more of that. But fraud, constantly changing.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. William Kress is a professor at Governor State University. You can find him all the time, really him, not a fake him, professorfraud.com. Thank you again for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on.